Are you properly prepared with a strategy for battle?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, my friend Deborah uses the Bible to walk us through how to be prepared for various battles that life may bring. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. I want to introduce you to Deborah Kuykendall. Deborah serves the Lord alongside of her husband, Pastor Philip Kuykendall, at Mount Carmel Baptist Church in Hendersonville, North Carolina. I have had the opportunity to meet Deborah a couple of times. I love her zeal and her love for the Lord. The title of today's program is The Battle Strategy of Psalm 59, written by Deborah, and I want to share it with you. Psalm 59. It may be an unusual one to be drawn to because it's somewhat dreary, maybe even disturbing. We waltz through the praises of the Psalms sometimes and like to skip over the darker ones where the writer may be facing situations that are not so pleasant. One thing that makes this particular psalm so helpful is the setting. Our backstory is found in 1 Samuel 19, where we read how Saul had sent an army to kill David, and a plan was put into motion for his escape. His emotions were a wreck because despite Saul's hatred for him, David had respect for his king and had served him even as a son. Yet, he was confident that God had a plan, and that plan included David taking the throne. We may never face literal circumstances like this. Deborah hopes we don't anyway. But we can all agree that we have a target on our back and an enemy after us that would love to see us destroyed. He hates righteousness and we are clothed in it. He hates the blood and we have been washed in it. So it's safe to say that he would love to see us turn our back on the one who redeemed us and live our lives in shame and reproach. Satan himself may not knock on our door, but we will encounter oppression and we will face allurements and attacks from those serving him. This was the case for David. Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning. That's found in 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 11. Some messengers sent are flesh and blood that you can reach out and touch, and some are fiery darts aimed at our mind to get us off track. They may come in the form of something life-changing like, what if this treatment doesn't work? Or something heart-wrenching such as, what do they really think of me? Psalm 59 reveals the heart of a godly warrior and will help us develop a battle strategy to save us from being overtaken. Number one, call on your heavenly defender and deliverer. Verse 1, it's okay to tell the Lord that you're tempted and weak and need his strength to overcome temptation or discouragement. He should be our first resource and not a last resort. Oftentimes, when we are feeling overwhelmed, we want a distraction. Most of us are drawn to our phones where our minds can aimlessly roam and scroll through meaningless nonsense that takes our mind off of issues we want to forget about. But there's no lasting peace there. Real rest only comes from communion with the peace speaker. No wonder the psalmist cried, "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." We need somebody higher than us to pull us up, and there's nobody higher than him. Number two, identify the enemy, verses 2 through 5. David called them what they were, workers of iniquity, wicked transgressors. When allurements, accusers, or attacks come, and they will, avoid the pressure to water down or justify what God has labeled as wicked. Identify and be put on guard against triggers that would pull us into old lifestyle choices or old ways of thinking. How important it is to train our minds to think biblically. Deborah thinks it's also important to realize that our only real enemy is Satan. Fighting with each other leads to division and bitterness. If we realize that it's Satan that we should be fighting, it will help us to have compassion and forgiveness for the messengers he may send. Number 3, let God fight your battles. Verse 9, David remembered that it was God's strength, not his own, that had gotten him this far, and it would be his strength that would defend him now. Being wronged is not a ticket to react wrong. It's wise to respond with grace if we're right, or admit it and get right if we're wrong. If their mouths need to be stopped, let it be God that stops them. If it's a spiritual attack or a battle in the mind, God is well equipped to handle that and promised to keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on Him. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Number 4, praise Him, verses 16 and 17. If it feels like He's 1,000 miles away, remember the promise He made us that He shows up and inhabits praise. David said, "I will sing of thy power, I will sing aloud of thy mercy." Burst forth, or at least muster it up if you're too low for bursting, in a song of praise and see how it helps a discouraged heart. Focusing on His mercy and strength will make the enemy take a back seat in your mind. That's exactly how to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Remind yourself of His goodness. Number 5, get with somebody that knows God. 1 Samuel 19:18. Sometimes the battle is too much to fight alone, and God has placed people in our lives to help bear the burden. When the enemy was after David, he fled and went straight to Samuel, the man of God. They went together to a school of prophets, so David surrounded himself with people who were seeking God and His word. One principle Deborah has learned and loved is those who do not love God will not help you serve God. So yoke up and lock arms with those who encourage you and point you to truth. Number 6, ask God to turn the enemy. Verse 11, the mighty had gathered against David and he needed a miracle. She thinks of Saul of the New Testament headed out to kill more believers. Those saints in Damascus needed a miracle, and God stopped their enemy in his tracks and changed him. David asked God to let his enemy know that God ruleth, and boy did he ever. You aren't going to believe what happened. When word got back to Saul as to where David had fled to, he sent those messengers to finish the mission. Instead of killing David, when they found him, they entered this school of prophets where God was moving and was being preached and lifted up, and the Holy Ghost ended up getting all over those messengers. They joined in prophesying with these men of God. Saul sent more, and God moved on them when they got there and did the same thing. Saul got aggravated and went himself, and this man who had been stripped of the Spirit of God and troubled by an evil one began to prophesy. Can you imagine the scene? They went there to fight, but oh my, that night, God surely got a hold of them. There are plenty of people wanting to fight. Don't give in to that. Just point them to Him. Think right now of what God can do through you if you keep your mind and heart right through the adversary's attacks, and instead of getting downcast, get a burden for those around us, even our enemies. Whatever the enemy is, be assured and reminded that it is no match for our heavenly defender. Think of how our children will be encouraged to follow God if they see mom and dad fighting the enemy with a right spirit rather than with a heart of bitterness and vengeance. What if, when uncertainties rise, those around see us continue in faith rather than cower in fear? What if, when it looks like evil will prevail, we remain faithful and steadfast and get more of a burden than ever to proclaim the good news? The enemy lures us with lies. Let's lure those that are serving the enemy over to the winning side with truth. Let this be our prayer. God, humble my heart and burden me to pray for those that only oppose you because they don't know you. Oh, that they could know you like you've allowed me to know you. There's no peace in revenge, but there is peace in you. In times of spiritual turmoil and attacks on the mind, help me to cast down imaginations and find solace and rest in you. Thank you, Deborah. What a great lesson on preparing for a battle. This is Amy Sapp, helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group. Helping others help others have joy. Join the movement.